and Happy New Year to my listeners. I pray that God will open all the closed doors against you. He will open them. He will break down the walls and give you prosperity for this new year. And if you have been fumbling and lacking jobs, He is going to provide, because He is the promise keeper. I thank you for the past months. Last year, you stuck with me and listening to the messages of God. And now today, I will be speaking my new message for the new year. And the topic is all about the genuine promise keeper. And this is taken from Numbers 23 and verse 19. And it reads thus, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will not he do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse. You see here, as the Bible said, God is not a man that he should lie. Before the beginning began to begin, God is. And because God is before the beginning, He has not been created, nor from the seed of man. Man is a creature, consists of a body, of flesh and blood, and of a soul, a created and finite spirit. But God, though He had the parts of a human body ascribed to Him in a figurative sense, yet is not to be conceived of in a corporal manner. And though He is a spirit, yet eternal, immense, and infinite, and much less is as a sinful man who goes astray from the womb, speaking lies. No. Let God be true, and every man a liar. He is God that cannot lie. His counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. His promises, yea, and amen in Christ. The scriptures inspired by Him are true, and the prophecies of them are punctually accomplished, particularly what we foretold and what He foretold of the people of Israel and promised unto them, that they should be happy and inherit the land of Canaan. That behold, that He would be true and faithful to them, and there could be no hope by any means, whatever, to make him false and unfaithful to his word. Neither the Son of Man, that he should repent. Repentance is found in man who repent for what wrong to do or what they have done, or that they are able to do it, some unforeseen things turning up they were not aware of. But nothing of this kind belongs to God or can befall him. He, God, never changes his mind. He never alters his counsel, purposes, and decrees, and never varies in his affections to his people, nor make void his choice of them. Never. Or covenant with them and his calling of them by his grace and his gifts of grace bestowed upon them are without repentance, and particularly with respect to the people of Israel. There was no reason to hope or believe that God would change his purposes or promises respecting upon to curse them or admit them to be cursed when he was determined and has so perfunctorily promised that he would bless his people. God is not man that he should lie. It means that God is not fickle like we humans. He is steadfast in what he does and follows through with his plan. He has no need to lie, no, because God is perfect. And therefore he has no need to change his mind or second guess himself, as we humans so often do. Because God does not sin, nor can he sin, he does not have to repent. Not at all. He doesn't have to repent. Whenever he makes a promise, he keeps it. He makes promise in John chapter 14, verse 14, and John chapter 16, verse 23. Jesus says that if you ask me of anything in my name, I will do it. And the reason lots of people not getting things is that they're not asking. And some ask and ask amiss. He also spoke about in John 16:23 that if you ask the Father of anything in my name, he will do it. That his name will be glorified in his Son. Yes, these are promises. God's enemies are compelled to confess that his government, God's government, is just, constant, and without change. All repentance does not break promises. God does not break his promises made to his people. For their perseverance and benediction, God is on the throne. He is reigns supreme. He is God, not man. He will not behave like man, like us. am I. Carl is honest and can be trusted at all times, no matter what. He, God, is the genuine promise keeper. Genuine promise keeper. If we get rid of the 16th century obfuscation or to be doubting, it strongly suggests that lying are needed to repent are necessary conditions of being human. It says that lying, yes, that is what it says. It suggests that lying and needing to repent are necessary conditions of being human. But that is not for God. Because God has not been from man. God has always been. God does not know what is sin. He does not know what is lie. No. God does what he says. And if he makes a promise, he will follow through. He will not deceive you because he is not human. He will not deceive you. He doesn't have to repent because he's God, not human, and therefore pure, not impure. God is not a man that he should lie. So man is a creature consisting of a body of flesh and blood and of a soul. A created and finite spirit, but God, though he has the parts of a human body ascribed to him, is in a figurative sense. He cannot and yet is not to be conceived of a different manner. He is a spirit. Yet eternal, immense, and infinite, and much less as a sinful man who goes astray from the womb and is lying and carrying on. No. The Bible says, let God be true, and every man a liar. He is God. He changes not, and he cannot lie. God has made promises to supply every need we have. And you can read that in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. God made promises to supply every need we have. He has also promised that his grace is sufficient. Look at 2 Corinthians 12:9, Ephesians 2:8. His grace is sufficient. That's a promise. God also has promised that his children will not be overtaken with temptation. Never happen. It is written in 1 Corinthians 10:13. It is also written in Jude. Verse 24. God has promised us victory over death. He first resurrected Jesus by the way of assuring our resurrection. Promised us victory over death. So have no fear. He will keep his promises. God has also promised that all things work together for good to those who love him and serve him faithfully. Again, promised that all things work together for good to those who love him and serve him faithfully. Romans 8:28. He promised that those who believe in Jesus and are baptized for the forgiveness of sins will be saved. That's another promise. Promised by in Mark 16:16. Promised that those who believe in Jesus and are baptized for the forgiveness of sins will be saved. God has also promised his people eternal life. It is in John 10:27-28. He promised his people, he promised us eternal life. So have no fear of death because he have resurrected Jesus from the dead. And therefore we are resurrected with him. Yeah. A promise is of no more value than is the ability of the one who makes it to carry through. Let me read that again. A promise is of no more value than is the ability of the one who makes it to carry through. It also includes willingness to do so. Because God did carry through with Abraham. Made promises to Abraham and he fulfilled his promises. The contour of Jesus' life while living on earth was shaped by his trust in the power of the promise of God. The resurrection of the dead. His resurrection. That is what shaped Christ's life. While living on earth was shaped by his trust in the divine power of the promise of God. Wow. It is amazing. It is amazing. It is in Psalms 89:35. It says, once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever. Like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. But you have cast off and abhor. You have been furious with your anointed. You have renounced the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought his stronghold to ruin. And all who pass by the way under him, he is a reproach to his neighbor. But he says, he says in verse, same Psalms 89, verse 34, he says, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that he has gone, that has gone out of my lips. God keeps his promises. He is truly, truly, truly a promise keeper. That's a promise keeper. Because as it says here, as it says here, a promise is of no more value. It has no more value. It's not having not much to do than is the ability of the one who makes it to carry through. God makes it. It comes out of the heart of God. And he makes it happen. And it also includes willingness to do so, because you see, God did carry through with Abraham. Yes, I tell you, my people, God is not man. He is not a liar. Because before the beginning began to begin, God is. He was not created. He was not born from human flesh. He cannot and will not go back on his word. He cannot lie. He cannot sin. That is not of his character. God is pure. And we must be very careful that we who are confessing Christianity or godliness must be careful of our words. The Bible says, let the speech be always with grace, seasoned salt, that we may know how we ought to answer every man. It also says again, set a watch, O Lord, over my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. God is not fickle. No, he is not fickle. We humans. God is steadfast in what he does. He will not lie to you. He will not deceive you. He will always keep his promise, his promises. And whenever he makes these promises, you can guarantee, you can hold God to these promises. It's like a lawyer defending someone in the courthouse. And he has to go back to the books and says, Your Honor, which is the judge, according to section such and such, it is written, it is here this way. So when God make a promise, he's supposed to say, Lord, according to your promises in such and such book, example, John 14:14, John 16:23, I hold you to these promises. You must be able to quote. You must be able to quote these words and say, yes, Lord, you said these words, and I'm holding you responsible for these words. God is not man. And God cannot be mocked. Some people have the notion to say, well, such and such person broke God's law, and that is why these things are happening. Let me edify you for the new year. No one, no man, at any time, have ever broken God's law. Let me tell you why. God's law is not easy. You cannot break God's law. God's law will crush you. No man cannot break God's law. They would attempt to. Yes. But God's law is not a piece of harum scarum, like the codified law that we have here. No. You will try to do something or alter it or something, but God's law is going to be, look, it will crush you. It will destroy you. You cannot break God's law. God's law is Him. He is His law, and His law is Him. Kidding me? Don't think so. Yeah. He is not a man that should lie. And His law stands forever. God. And listen to me. Man, as I said before, is a creature consisting of a body of flesh and blood and of a soul. A created and finite person. But listen to me, that is not of God. God has not been created. He has not been born by the flesh of man and woman before the beginning began to begin. God is, has always been, the Alpha Omega, the first and the last. Trust me with this. God reigns supreme. He has always been and always will be. Always will be. And He make all these promises. These seven promises He made. Promises supply all of our needs. Promise that His grace is sufficient. Promise that His children will not be overtaken with temptation. He promised us victory over death. He promised that all things work together for good to those who love and serve Him faithfully. He promised that those who believe in Jesus and are baptized for the forgiveness of sins will be saved. Promise His people eternal life. Let me appeal to you. Let me appeal to you. In closing, to live so that the promises of God will be yours as well. Now, to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of God, His glory with excellent and exceeding joy. To God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Want to thank you, my listeners. God bless you all for listening, and give you a blessed and safe week and a prosperous and financial new year. May God richly bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.